You're listening to KTOO's Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's about 21 minutes after the hour. And my next guests are here from Juno Public Health Nursing. Welcome, Christina Schulte and April Resendez.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for being here, you two. You both work for State of Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, for those who don't know, in the Division of Public Health. And public health nurses staff the public health centers that we have all over the state, and you two work in the Juno Public Health Center. Yeah. So thanks for doing what you do. I was wondering if you'd tell me a little bit about public health nursing and some of the services that you provide.
Sure, yeah. So like Shelley said, we have health centers all over here in Juno. Our health center's out by Twin Lakes, and we offer immunizations, TB testing, reproductive health, and STI testing, primarily people under 30, but all on a income-based scale.
That's fantastic. And I know there's a lot more that you guys do as well. What are some of the things that you think most people don't know about, aside from seeing patients in the clinic and providing all the things that you just mentioned? You're out in the community a lot.
Yeah, we do a lot out in the community, try to get out to places where people might be to do some of our services, and then classes all over the place. In fact, I'm going to the library on Thursday to talk about kindergarten back to school immunizations.
And you go into some of the high schools and middle schools and meet with students there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have health centers that we staff in all of the high schools, and we have public health nurses there one day a week to provide services to students.
And you both sit on some various boards, advisory boards and things like that, too, across the community. The Breastfeeding Alliance is one I can think of. Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition, you have representation there, yeah?
Yeah, Opioid Work Group.
Domestic Violence Coalition. We're on pretty much every coalition that's in Juno. We try to have a public health nurse on to provide input and support.
Yep, and emergency response, too.
Yes.
I know that's one of your
big jobs.
I work
with emergency preparedness across the region.
Cool. Well, thank you both for doing what you do. I personally know that you guys work really, really hard and do a lot for the community, and a lot of it is behind the scenes. So I just want to take the opportunity to put you in the spotlight for a second. But today you are actually here to talk about STD Awareness Month. So let's begin with some stats about STDs that, or STIs, as you mentioned, sexually transmitted diseases or sexually transmitted infections. What would you like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, so right now, the state of Alaska is having a couple of outbreaks, and we have been for 2 years now. Gonorrhea is still in an outbreak, has been since 2017, and our rates are staying up. And we went from about fourth or fifth in the nation up to number two in the nation for our gonorrhea rates. And syphilis, we are about a year into a syphilis outbreak as well. And so our cases pretty much quadrupled from 2016 up to 2017. And so far, or 2017 to 2018, and they're staying up. We'll have had almost 100 cases for 2018.
Oh, wow.
You're more likely to get an STI in Alaska than in any other state in the nation.
Yeah, and we are, as usual, number one for chlamydia, and our rates are still up and still creeping up there. So
we're number one.
I'm laughing because it's true. It's funny because it's true. It's really not funny. That's pretty terrible news. These things are totally preventable. It's super easy to protect yourself. What are some factors that contribute to high rates of STDs?
A lot of things contribute. I mean, they're like
here in Alaska.
Here in Alaska, you know, I don't think we really 100% know why they're so high right now. Some of it is like we're really getting the word out. People are getting screened, but it's still spreading. So we're really still trying to get the word out about using condoms, getting screened, talking with partners, and protecting yourself.
Making sure you're getting screened regularly is a great way to protect your health and any of your future partner's health as well. Because if you don't know your own status, then you don't know if you could be potentially infecting other people as well.
Those are great points. And you can get screened at the Juno Public Health Center as well as a number of other places around town. Especially if you're a man, protecting yourself is as simple as wearing a condom. Where are condoms available around town? At the health center, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've got them in our lobby. Anybody can walk in and take them. Every bar in town, 4A's actually does that. Every bar in the downtown area has a condom dispenser that's fully stocked. You can go grab a couple. see where else. I mean, any drugstore or grocery store, you can buy them. And through iknowmine.org, you can order the little red Alaska ones with the puns on them, Alaska Raised and all of those.
Yeah. Yep. They'll send you a bag of 20 condoms for free. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is go online and fill out a form with your address to mail it to.
Yeah. Those condoms are kind of fun. They're punny.
Very punny.
Yeah. That was a good strategy, I think, on their on their part to make it fun. I know there's no like specific events associated with STD Awareness Month, but you said there's some reports or something coming out that people might want to be ready for.
Every year, the State of Alaska Epidemiology puts out a report on what's been happening in the state for the last year around rates and breaks it down by statewide, region, ages. And so those reports are all coming out over the next couple weeks. So that's a great way for people just to find out what they need to be aware of. And you can just search alaska.epi.gov or Alaska Epi Bulletins.
And if you Google Alaska STIs, the Epi Bulletins are the first thing that come up.
Great. Anything else you two want to add about STD Awareness or STD Awareness Month?
Well, another great source of information is the DHSS Facebook page, and it's not the most exciting thing to follow, but they do put up good information about what's going on. But biggest things are protect yourself, get tested, and talk with, we're always happy to answer questions and talk with people about their risks and how they can specifically protect themselves.
I was looking at your website, publichealthnursing.alaska.gov, doing some background research for this interview, and it's really robust. There is so much information there, especially related to STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, to teens, the services you provide teens, locations and services at each individual health center all across the state. So I did just want to plug that, especially if, these things can be kind of uncomfortable to talk about. You can find so much online about public health nursing at the website. So thank you guys for doing that. And a lot of public health centers like Juno has a Facebook page as well. Yeah. Mm.
No, we don't. We just have the one Facebook page for Alaska Health and Social Services.
Okay. So that's the one you want to follow. Great. So Christina and April, thanks so much for being here today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
If anyone has questions about screening or sexual health in general, they are welcome to call the Public Health Center, and they can speak with a nurse Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, and we're happy to answer any questions they have or schedule them to come in for a screening.
All right. Well, thank you both for being here today. Did you want to add anything, April?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, I look forward to talking with you guys again sometime.